section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Okay, and then I proceeded to watch the lady behind the counter look for the cranberry flavored vodka. She
oh boy.
Almost gave me Grey Goose.
She almost gave you the top shelf.
I know, it would have been nice.
So were you doing jokes in between?
Yeah, I did like little jokes in between. It like started out real nice. It was like, oh, a good amount of jokes. And then like I basically ran out of jokes within like the second time in between. But yeah, it wasn't too bad.
So it was just like, is it a, like an amateur stand-up night kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
Cool. I've been working on a new joke.
Yeah, what is it?
So I come onto the stage, right?
Mm-hmm. Good setup. It's a good place to be.
Classic. Yeah, I completely forgot about it. Never mind.
Oh.
It was that good. Yeah. Fuck it.
All right.
Classic.
Does everybody know what they're doing?
Yep.
Anybody need anything to drink? Everybody good? You good?
Good.
Coming to you live from Penniswood, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Heather's B-Day, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in E-Smoke, Debate Club, Master Piss Theater, and your candidates for class president with your co-host Big E, Birthday Heather, and me, Even Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
Welcome everyone to episode 213, lucky number 213 of IBWIP.
It's not lucky.
I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
I like how you guys do it a little extra. It gives me enough time to switch. It's pretty cool. Folks, strap on your earbuds. Get in a comfy chair. Intern Heather's back.
Yay.
Back.
Yes.
So that's all I got to say. And then we'll just go into that's the intros. No.
Oh, good.
All right. Sometimes my first co-host writes great jokes. Sometimes he writes so-so jokes. And of course, often he writes a bad joke.
More often than not.
Whatever happens tonight, please be sure to laugh uncontrollably to help his confidence. Let's welcome to the show my dear friend, hashtag renamed Jason.
This is bullshit.
Hashtag short hair don't care.
This show is winner. Bullshit.
Why is it bullshit?
No, you're right. My jokes are shitty.
No, it's not. I didn't say your jokes were shitty.
Well, I read Betwixt the Lines.
Betwixt?
Sounds like a good candy bar.
You would.
Yes. Twix is a good candy bar. I think that's already been established.
All right. That's the first one. That was pretty good. I'm one for one. All right. They say you should never ask a woman her age. Mostly on her birthday. But my second co-host is still young, so it's okay. Let's welcome to the show the birthday girl. And back from planets
hiatus.
Unknown, intern Heather.
Hello. Yes. I'm 23.
You're
proud
what?
To be 23.
Can we sing her happy birthday?
No, not yet. You're
way ahead of the game.
You gotta
slow down.
Slow down, big feller. All right, and the guy just told to slow down. The feller. Our co-host for this evening is known for his ability to strong-arm his way past the hundreds of fans outside the studio so we can get in safely. He is the one and only Big E.
But yet he cannot open a thermos.
Yes. Yes, we had
the ultimate challenge.
We had an ultimate challenge. We had a thermos that needed opened. And Big E couldn't do it.
Put that son of a bitch on American Ninja Warrior.
I couldn't do it. And so then your male friend.
Yes, Adam.
Your male friend came in and just picked it up and went, Koosh, and just, he goes, you mean this? You couldn't do this?
Yeah. I must break you.
Yeah. He has opened numerous thermoses for me every day. It's just a new thermos to be opened.
That's what kids are calling
it's
now.
Euphemism.
Opening the thermos. euphemism?
What
no,
you,
euphemism, right?
Euphemism.
Euthanasia.
I can't hear anything. Okay.
It's euthanasia. What do you call your relationship?
What's up with euthanasia?
What? What the fuck did you just say?
What do kids call these days?
Seeing each other?
Seeing each other.
What are the rules that apply when you're seeing someone? Because I've been married so many times.
He's old. I'm almost as old as him.
Well, if either of us go blind, then it's just over.
Oh.
That's the first rule.
Seeing's over.
Yeah. If I were you, I would buy each other some eye protection. Like goggles, safety goggles. That way you never.
That's actually what he got me for my birthday. Is goggles. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Would you not resort to smelling each other if you lost that sense?
We're smelling each other right now. We might. It really depends on how things go at that point.
Good.
Oh. But no, we consider it seeing each other.
All right. Well,
whatever that means.
Did you forewarn him that we were going to ask a lot of questions and get really nosy and be like three big brothers?
No, I don't think so. Maybe. Right. I think he might have just assumed.
I don't give a shit what you do to her. Yeah. I'm not like her big brother. You can do whatever you want to her. Sometimes people say, man, if you hurt her, I don't give a fuck. Whatever you want.
Do what you want.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks. Really appreciate that.
Later on, if you want, I'll teach you how to. I'll show you how to do the helicopter.
Teach you how to hurt her?
That seemed to work last night. That's the wrong.
That
one.
Is not this.
Is
episode.
Is that the song to the helicopter?
No.
Oh.
I'm on the wrong whole episode.
Wrong whole episode.
The wrong whole episode.
Wrong whole episode.
All right.
Look at this great wand.
We have a special announcement.
Can I get excited about that now?
And now nothing's working.
Uh-oh. Look what happened.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Now the show is ruined.
So what was you doing on your walkabout?
The show is ruined.
What's a walkabout?
Your hiatus.
Oh, yeah. What was I doing while I wasn't here?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that because I have bad stuff going on right now.
Well, I went on vacation with my grandma, and we went to North Carolina and Tennessee and Indiana, and that was really fun, aside from the two nights that I had to sleep in the same bed as my grandma, which was really weird.
Was she farting up the bed?
She actually, no, it was my fault for making it weird because I'm one of those people, if I'm in a bed with someone, I'm going to get really close to them. So I was getting really close to her.
Oh.
So she's like, you need to back off, Heather. Like, this is weird.
But you're my nana. You're my nana.
What better way to have someone back off than to fart up a storm, though?
Indeed. She probably did fart a little bit.
Grandmas are known for farting. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say about that, Blake.
That's all you can say? You guys don't want to say about a minute and a half or five more?
Oh, Blake does love his grandmas. Yeah, I'm not nearly as fond of grandmas, or at least
have you
my
been
grandma
listening?
Like that.
I mean, even though you've been gone, have you listened?
No.
Oh, man, you've missed.
Not a fan.
Not a bit.
You have missed
I'm so sorry.
On some stuff.
Oh, did he do more grandma bits?
Oh, it was great.
It's all grandma bits.
All grandma all the time.
Then last week my car was broken, so that was sad.
There are so many things wrong with my life right now.
What are you doing?
What's wrong with your life?
Let's see.
Remember episode 200? That also coincided with you doing this for 8 years?
Yeah.
I think you're doing something right, man.
I don't know. It's
not the electrical part.
Nothing.
It's not the technical part.
Yeah. I've never.
That's okay.
None of these work.
Well, let's.
That's all right.
Do we want to pause it?
What are we supposed to do?
Well, we can. You know what's coming up next.
Right.
Can you just sing it for
us?
Sure.
What is
it?
Yeah. I can sing it for
you. Usually we have intros to all of our different shitty bits, and we often say that the intros and outros are better than the bits themselves, and we're not wrong in saying that.
No, I think I might just be cheesy and like put them in later on.
Okay.
I'm really angry right now.
That's all right. Just to get us
okay
in the
now.
Okay, so here
to
we
get
go.
Us in the mood. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so today is Heather's birthday.
Yeah.
Yay. So normally the crowd would cheer.
Uh-huh.
And we got a cake.
Awesome.
So open up your cake. We got you a cake. Normally right now, Happy Birthday would be singing. I think it was from the Rugrats. We're singing Happy
we'll
Birthday.
We'll just do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Heather. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And now we will sit here while she eats the entire cake.
Oh, I made the wish for you.
The wind wished for me.
Can you say what
you
wish for?
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Can I say what I wish
wings
for?
Or is it not come true if you do that?
I don't think it does.
Is it related to Bernie Sanders?
Oh, what you're wishing for? Probably. I don't know. The wind stole it from me. Hold on.
Oh, had good job.
What do you think? What do you think the wind would wish for?
I think the wind would wish for
Donald Trump.
Supposedly, I think I didn't mean to interrupt you, but supposedly it's just the birthday song. It appears not to have worked.
Okay. Oh, good deal.
So
it just
I apologize.
Didn't want to wish my birthday. That's all.
It said
maybe the wind wished for that not
hater
to work.
It said, "Hate has got to hate." So it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. There's some cake. I guess you
thank
need
you
utensils. I think there's some.
We
utensils.
We don't have to use utensils. Is that all right? You guys want to
what
not
did you
use
just call them?
Utensils?
Use your toe tents?
Use your tentacles.
Go ahead. Dig in.
All right.
Are we just going to pass it around?
You guys, gonna eat, you guys have to do it, too.
I'm down.
Huh. He's down to cake clown.
I'm down to cake here, pound.
Here. Take that cake here. To pound town.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just all using our mouths.
There
fucking
you go.
Novice.
Oh. You have children. You're used to it. Oh, check that shit out.
I missed that. Do that again. I didn't see what happened. Could you do that again?
Jason? No, you can just stick it in your mouth and imagine that it's Jason doing it.
You can eat it out of my mouth. Boy, that sure is cake.
Yummy.
We need a few more.
I love cake.
There you go.
There's no denying that that is cake.
Oh.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. If you want some more, it should be fine. My herpes are not active right now.
Still a candle up.
That's delicious.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Happy birthday, Heather.
Thank you. What are your birthday plans?
What am I? Actually, I don't have any. Move into my new place.
You got some roommates.
I do have some roommates. Well, one that's like still, she's like a 98%.
No, I thought you said she was 98 years old.
I'm pretty sure.
My kind of woman.
Fucking Blake's, you got one for Blake, didn't you?
Yeah, we got an old lady. But I think as long as like the apartment isn't on fire, then she's going to move in.
Why would it be on fire? Why would you even say that?
I don't know. Maybe the oven malfunctions or something.
You got a little schmutz.
That's a good reason. That's a very logical reason why that might be.
That's what I was thinking.
Jason, you still got a little schmutz in your schmeckle.
Now, I didn't get to finish this because I was partaking in the cake. But we know that you like to drink wine and spirits.
Oh, I love to drink
my wine.
We also know that you like to drive a car.
Yeah.
Right?
Classic combo.
You have a portable non-spill wine glass.
This is perfect for all of my drinking and driving needs. I really appreciate that. My mother will be happy to know.
Yeah, tell your mom we got you covered. Everything's cool.
Mom, I'm not going to spill or anything in the car. That's right. You don't have to worry about that.
Go ahead.
We're doing a review later. Indeed. Is that what you said? Huh?
We're doing a review later for the classy vape. That cup is classy.
Very classy.
Eli picked that out too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Eli is a great birthday buyer. He's going to make a woman very happy someday.
Based on that?
And this fucking awesome wand that he chose. It's like he knew that my father and I had a thing for wands when we were young.
If you want, I'll tell you what. Tonight, we have two episodes tonight, right? Mm-hmm. You can have one wish per episode. You jingle that and you tell whatever your wish is and we'll make it come true. Whatever.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to withhold the wish for now.
Got a little, right under there. You see it.
I feel like everyone sticking their hands and faces into the cake should have been one of those wishes. That was just something I got for free. Well, free.
You got it.
Damn
free
it.
Of charge. Mm-hmm. So I think I fixed the problem. I feel like I have to yell. I feel like people can't hear me.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay. Well,
but you can yell.
We're coming through loud and clear, Chief.
We're going to do this old school style, back like we used to do before we had awesome stuff. So we'll just do it this way.
What happened?
Have I got a story for you guys?
Birthday stories?
Oh, this is a birthday story.
Hit us.
2-year-old forgoes Mickey Mouse party in favor of his local personal injury lawyer, Morris Bart.
What?
Do you want me to read that sentence again? 2-year-old forgoes. So instead of getting a Mickey Mouse party, he instead had a Morris Bart party.
Who's Morris Bart?
His local personal injury lawyer. Grayson of Prairieville, Louisiana, cannot stop watching the personal injury ads online and over again on TV for Morris Bart, his personal injury lawyer. So he received a cake with Bart's face on it and a life-size cardboard cutout of the attorney.
That's awesome.
I think I saw that online. It's pretty weird. Didn't they use like the same picture of the guy over and over?
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty wild.
And Bart didn't go to the party.
Oh.
He did send well wishes and a signed picture.
Bart's got so much to
yeah.
do.
The local attorney's
so busy.
He's chasing ambulances and has exactly. no time for a child's birthday party.
Did you see the new Jay Jansen one?
No,
it's
Is it good?
It's a bummer. No, it's about... Oh. Getting cancer in your hoo-ha from talking about her.
Oh, shit, really bringing it down.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Wow. Off the rail.
God, show over.
But Grayson had a great birthday. He had an excellent birthday. And his mother says that she just puts him down in front of the TV. She said that he watches it all over and over again as if he can actually, like, set up the technology to watch it over and over again, and she's not just putting him down in front of it.
Right.
She says he loves it, though.
She probably just, on a VCR tape, just looped it over and over and over.
That's
what my first wife did with, like, Rugrats cartoons for my son. She taped a whole bunch of them, and then she would just push play and for, like, 5 hours.
And that was mom.
Huh?
The TV became his mother.
That's what happened to the cable guy, so watch out.
And also, when he fell out of the bouncy seat, he was on the kitchen counter and fell out of the bouncy seat.
Why would anyone ever put... I feel like that's such an urban...
Why would anybody ever have sex with me either? That's the same woman. Okay. The same woman did
I was going to get there, but that's fine. We can jump right to that.
So, a little kid has a birthday party, says, Mickey Mouse, no, I want the...
personal injury lawyer.
I would think that guy should have, like, sent him a card or something.
Well, he sent him an autographed picture.
He did?
It was in a frame.
Wishes.
It was a framed picture of himself. But it does really seem like he's, like, as though he's Taylor Swift or something. Like, I can't make it.
Right.
I'm so busy with my injuries and old ladies.
Well, once one local lawyer shows up to a kid's birthday party, then everyone's going to want local lawyers to be at their kid's birthday party.
What do you think his, like, appearance fee was? I bet you that's what it was. It's like his parents wouldn't pay the appearance fee.
That's pro bono.
Yeah.
Pro bono.
It was pro bono.
That would have been good for him to come in and say that. Be like, no kid, this one's pro bono.
Nice.
Pro bono.
He could have had his own commercial. Are you saying he's about to bone that kid? Is that the joke you were trying to make?
Nope. I was staying away from that.
I'm not going to touch that
first
10-foot
The first 10 minutes, I stayed away from that.
I wouldn't even touch that with this wand.
All right.
I got another one.
Get over how you handwrite all these news stories.
I don't think anyone at my desk at work can either. They all just, like, watch me as I'm sitting there writing them out.
What's the appeal to writing them out like that?
I just like writing stuff out. Like, I write everything out. This is another... See, every time I come here, I have a new journal.
Are you journaling that much?
I probably should have bought you a journal for your birthday instead of a cup.
Bought me a journal for my birthday. Adam bought me a journal for my birthday for people not watching me motion.
Why did I think Adam was black?
I don't know why. That's the very first thing that Blake said to him.
I opened the door and I go, why did I think you were black?
That's the first thing he said to you?
Yeah.
not nice to meet you, or it's I heard a lot about
no,
you.
No, it wasn't that at all.
You should be a different ethnicity. Black.
I don't know. I don't.
Does it change your whole view?
Do you spell it weird?
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all.
Yeah, he spells it with a Y on Facebook.
That's what it was. I think...
thing like to keep people from finding him on Facebook, which was very confusing when I tried to add him to Facebook. Couldn't find him.
Adam, I'll tell you a little secret. No one listens to the show.
Yeah.
So no one will hear your secret.
Speaking
except
which,
me.
Hey, remind me later.
Maybe Dustin.
remind me later. I want to tell you a story because my wife removed me as a friend from Facebook.
Mine blocked. Wait, you mean your current wife?
Yes.
Mine was showing me that you could block somebody. And so I'm like, you can't block anybody. She's like, yeah, you can block. And she's like, I can't get you back on it.
Oh, no.
That's terrible. News story number two.
Got another one. All right. Pennsylvania State Police were called to a woman's residence after she found an intruder showering/laundering in her home.
Huh. Hey, I'm just going to break in here.
I stink.
And I kind of smell bad. I don't want my scent to linger. I'm just going to jump in your shower real quick. Hmm. And while I'm in the shower, I'm going to go ahead and put my laundry.
Is that what you meant by laundering?
Good idea.
Two birds.
Hide the evidence.
Exactly.
Not that kind of laundering, the lame laundering that no one wants to do.
Just relaxing?
No, laundering, like washing his clothes.
He was doing his clothes.
That's what I said. He was washing his clothes while he was taking a shower.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's better than getting raped or someone stealing your plasma television, right?
Yeah. Apparently or somebody stealing your axle.
That's right. What does that mean?
Throwback, callback.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the point at which your, you know, wedge came to, like your axle.
So
like he stole that.
I think Biggie was referencing Simple Machines.
No.
Yes, I did.
It was when Molly got her
drive shaft
stolen.
Yeah. Oh, well, is a callback from what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, a long time.
It was more than 3 months ago.
Was it really?
It was like a year and a half ago.
That it happened.
It's a callback from
when did we
reference? It's a callback from Facebook today. Because Molly posted something about
burglaries. Okay.
Guys, get connected with
us. So what
happened,
all over the place. What happened to the gentleman?
Well, now he's in custody.
He stayed? He didn't leave?
Yeah, the police caught him in the process of laundering
washing
and showering.
His balls.
I don't know how... Well, he was probably in the shower while the laundry was going on, but the woman was like, what the fuck? There's a guy showering in my place. He was drunk. But now he's charged with being drunk and
was he on
showering
drugs or
that.
Just drunk?
He was drunken, or at least he was incapacitated in a drunken way.
I feel really weird taking showers at other people's houses. Like my friend Shannon, I've known him for like 3 or 4 years. I've been to his house like 100 times in Wisconsin, and his wife makes fun of me all the time because I very rarely I've only taken like 3 showers my whole like knowing him. I've only taken 3 showers there. I don't know.
Do they have a chart?
I usually come here to shower every
that?
Day. You just don't know.
You're self-cleaning anyway.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that about
you.
Yeah,
I just push the button and then it just...
Mine's more of a cat thing. It's just like...
A lot of licking.
Yeah. Long time. Long time.
Me lick you long time.
Long time. Yeah.
It's
therapeutic.
It's extensive, to say the least. Mm. But yeah, that's what happened.
What's the weirdest thing you guys... Have you guys ever laundered drunk before?
Oh, yeah. When I lived in Pekin...
Still do.
Oh, I know, but... see? Let me finish the thing. When I lived in Pekin when I was single, it was quite a few years ago when I was a heavy drinker. There is a really ghetto laundromat up here by that gas station.
Yeah.
Just right on 29 there?
No. It's right next to a Pekin Gas.
Yeah. And,
it's on Sheridan.
It's really, really
ghetto. You know why I know? Because that's where me and Christy washed our clothes for our first 5 years of marriage.
Me and my buddy, Robbie Sparks... would get fucking drunk and then go there, and we would talk about it. We would sit on those washers and talk about how we were going to buy the place and turn it into a bar slash laundromat. We're like, what a great way to, you know, like we have ladies' night, and it's a great idea if you use it. That's fine, you know, whatever. It was suds and I don't know, but oh yeah. And so one time. That same one, I used to drink a lot, and that's what I spent most of my time doing. The cicadas are driving me nuts. Can you hear them?
Mm-hmm.
I can now that you mentioned it.
It's fine. So I didn't have time to do my laundry because I was drinking like, you know, 7 nights a week, right? So I had this humongous pile of laundry, and I had no more clothes left. I was like, well, I don't have time to do laundry. This is before I figured I could get drunk, then go laundromat. I was like, I don't have time to do laundry. So I just took it all. To that place and have them do it. And they're like, oh, okay, pick it up Thursday, right? I go in there. It was $175.
Holy shit.
And I was like,
you own my clothes
all your
now.
Clothes there, yeah.
I hope you wear this size jean because they are yours.
Oh, no.
These are not coming home with me.
Everything was like ironed and pressed, and it was on hangers, and everything was...
It was the best your Metallica shirt ever looked.
Blake's yeah. Like, I could go to Goodwill and replace all of that for cheaper than what you want to launder it for.
$7.
That's hilarious.
Did you ever drink and...
Drinking? What have I drank and done? No.
What have I drank and not?
Here,
the question
go.
Is, what have I drank
not?
And
take
not
take your headphones
done
off, Adam.
It's a magic world. If you take them off, you can't hear anything.
Most of the time, I just drink and like... I planned to do chores, and one time I, like, planned to do chores. That was, like, my goal for the night. I was like, I'm just going to get real drunk, and because I'm staying in, I can get really drunk. And instead, like, I fell asleep, like, on my bathroom floor with my pants down, and my roommate, like, came in and, like, hit me in the head with the door when he opened it. He's like, hey,
You're busy, sorry.
Yeah, and the next morning, I actually made a mess, because the next morning I woke up, and there was trash, like, all over the bathroom.
So it was worse than it was before she decided to start the project.
Do you have any more?
I have more news stories. Ooh, let's keep going with the drinking. The beer mile has been created, you guys.
The beer mile.
The beer mile. Yes. So the object is to chug a beer and run a quarter mile. And do that 4 times, all whilst name-calling and ribbing your fellow chug runners.
Why do you have to name-call people while you're...
that's just what the article
says. It's difficult enough for someone like for me to run a quarter of a mile, let alone run a quarter mile, have a beer... Run a quarter mile, and the whole time insult people.
Maybe you're not the one name-calling. Maybe you're the one being called names.
Oh, boy.
It's usually how it
did you ever think about that?
Yeah.
Hey, Blake, did you ever think about that?
Brought that reality down.
Oh, Blake is out of it. He is upset.
I'm sorry.
I like
but
the beer
run. But at least you'll have a 5% beer. 5% or more.
I think they have a beer run here locally. Because last year, a buddy of mine brought over these two sweaty whores to my house who had just done a beer run. And then I had sex with one of them.
Oh, my God. Somebody besides Blake has a random sex story.
No, it's just I never heard of that before. It's like it was some weird mix of marathon and drinking beer.
They call them hashes. Did they call it a hash?
No, they're called sluts.
Not talking about the sluts. I'm talking about the actual feet of the running and that's.
But like, why combine a marathon and beer like that?
Because people run out of stuff to do. That's why they play beer pong. Like, we got all these half empty cups. Ping pong seems really way too difficult or too drunk. Here, I just throw this ping pong. If it goes in the cup, you got
to
finish drinking.
There is a certain skill.
Add a slip and slide to it too.
There's a what? Added what?
There's a certain skill to that, though. I always find it so beautiful. See, people are great at that because I'm awful.
I quit drinking before that was invented.
Me too. I didn't quit drinking, but I quit partying before that was a thing.
There's something elegant about sipping your drink out of a princess straw.
Yeah, what are you drinking? A Mountain Dew with a Disney princess straw that was brought in specifically for Heather's birthday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Cinderella happens to be your princess of choice, and I chose it for Blake because she is classic and underrated.
And people make jokes about her. She doesn't think
people probably do make jokes about her. She probably is a low totem pole princess.
The
Mulan.
We should rate the princesses sometime.
Most certainly.
Blake, can we have a new bit called Rate the Princesses sometime?
Rate the Princesses. We're going to do
it. Rape the Princesses?
Rate the Princesses sometime.
Rape no. God damn it, Biggie. Take that happy birthday thing off.
Well, my wife says I try to, and I should just sit back. I should just be silent.
No.
Your wife says what?
She goes, I think you go over there and try too hard.
if you stay silent.
What do you think we're all doing here?
Just be yourself. Why would I be myself?
No one wants that.
Trying to be funny.
Beers. Oh gosh. All right. Well, let's go to some music and come back here.
Let's go to some music. Let's hear that one song I like so much by Justin Townes Earl. It's called "Ain't Glad I'm Leaving." That's the name of the song.
If two wrongs don't make a right, then what do they make? Like a smoothie or something?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Take my time and coming, take my time and leaving. If you ask me why I'm going, tell you when it's needed. Well, you know why. Can never be what you need. If you ain't glad I'm leaving, girl, you know you ought to be. Because I lie, I cheat, I gamble, and I steal from any Maine. Well, from Georgia to Los Angeles, Texas up to Maine, I'm a wanted man. The kind of life you wanna live, babe. If you ain't glad I'm leaving, girl, you know you ought to be.
Thanks, Justin Townes Earl, if that's your real name. Look, birthdays. I remember when I turned 23, like young Heather here. You know what I asked for? First, I asked that someone would invent podcasts. Then I wished for a zany roots music-based show with an enigmatic host. And finally, I hoped that I would be able to contact this show. Well, here I am over 50 years later, and all my wishes have come true. I can contact the show at blake@ibwip.com and engage in so many other ways. Download the podcast on your podcast app, rather, on your smartphone and subscribe to IBWIP on iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio. Check out our YouTube channel, PiaVision, for super sweet vape reviews. Rate us on Facebook and iTunes and let us know what you think. If you want some behind-the-scenes action, download the Periscope app to see what we do when the mics aren't recording. Oh, to be 23 again. What are you doing? Is that the Periscope app right
there? Yeah, I'm doing the Periscope app.
And who's, Periscope. And who's watching?
We just have one person so far.
You're going to have two here.
Someone's watching, though?
You can't put it on when you're already here. Yeah, somebody's watching.
I can still comment.
Who is it, Gary?
No. I can't hold it here. Just you hold it for a minute.
I want to hold it.
I got to do my... Is this my spot? Is this my spot?
This is where you talk about all the things you like.
Hey, all the things I like. Folks, I love RockyTopVapor.com, and I love ShockerElequid.com. They are our sponsors. They provide us with juice. We tell everybody about them. We recently donated some money to help them out. One of their family members that had a fire, we helped them out, and they wanted me to tell everyone thank you very much. Now it's echoing. Thank you very much, Scott.
I got rid of it.
So go to ShockerElequid.com or RockyTopVapor.com. Use promo code IBWIP20. You get 20% off. We've gone through the math before. Most girls can't do math. It's fine. Blah, blah,
fuck
blah.
Fuck you.
Yackety, yackety. But they are good to us, and so we want to definitely take care of them. Also, I want to remind everybody about the other podcast. Since I can't do this podcast right, I have another podcast that I can't do right as well. And that's called The Song Inside and Out. You can find it on iTunes, on Stitcher, and you can also download it at ibwip.com.
Doesn't it have like a perfect 5-star rating right now?
Perfect 5-star rating on iTunes.
That can't be denied. People have spoken.
No, everybody is totally digging it. And the unique thing about it is we take an artist and take one song from them. Oh, don't put it on me. Put it on other people. Nobody wants to hear about me.
All right.
Do your cake. Take a look at your show. Your cake.
Ooh, cake. Yeah. We enjoyed
show Gary that.
Cake. We enjoyed that.
So, what was I saying?
Someone sent me their phone number.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Delay Pat wants us to call him.
Well, we don't have that set up right now.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise,
cool.
We would tell him that they. Oh my gosh.
Well, can he just watch and he'll know, right? We can't call you right now.
Yeah. Why not? I'll call him on
is
my.
Is that
cell
it?
Phone.
Is that all the Periscope requires? Is for me to say.
Yeah, you can talk. They're asking the questions. They can hear everything you're saying.
When I get you in, I can get the cow in perfectly, though.
Here, watch.
Myra, the cow.
Pick its nose.
A little higher.
Gross.
Higher.
Not on my angle.
Okay.
Anyway, the song Inside and Out. We take an artist, and we take one of their songs, and we talk in-depth about that song. We recently had, let's see what we have on there. We had Justin Wells from formerly of Fifth on the Floor. And that episode came out. We got some good reviews on that. And I can't tell you what they say because she has the phone. So the next episode we'll do that. And we released Willie T. Taylor.
That's creepy. I feel like I'm in another world.
He was named one of the top 7 songwriters of our generation.
Who are you? Huh? How can you start a podcast and all these people are like, please talk to me. Please interview me about myself. You've had no shortage of interviews since you started this thing. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Look at his face.
He's a podcasting guy.
It's a pretty good face you got there. You give a really good face, like Madonna once said. Vogue. Now Vogue it.
So check out the song Inside and Out. We love it. Willie T. Taylor. We got some people coming up. We got Slack Eyed Slim coming up. Pee Wee Moore. We have a lot of them. They come out on Tuesdays. So make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. And now let's hear some more music as, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. We're going to hear some more music as soon as I do this, right? About, we're doing it old school style like the old folks.
Water's overflowing, the living stars.
Hey-o.
You ever do this?
And that was Meet Me by the Apple Tree by Rachel Brooke.
Good old Rachel Brooke.
Rachel.
Oh, Blake.
What?
We got a review coming up.
Okay, I'm ready.
And this company that we're reviewing today is classy.
Well, let me give you the intro music to it, and we'll show you how classy it
is. Yeah, show me.
Hold on. I got to do this all old school stuff. It's pissing me off. Let's get our costumes on. There is a sense of elegance that needs to be.
I love how this is where your mind goes.
Put a tie on. Strike the pose.
Is that loud enough?
Dylan's like,
turn it up.
Dylan's like, Dad, why are you taking the tie of the show? Because we're classy. Classing up the joint.
All right, here we go, folks. We're doing classy. Classy Vape Company out of Knoxville, Tennessee. So we need to just take a road trip to Tennessee.
Yes, we need to go to Tennessee.
We all need to get in a van.
She just came back from Tennessee.
What?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
We need to. We're all going to go to Tennessee.
Can I go?
Yeah. Yes. We have sex with our brothers and sisters.
Is that what they do down there?
I don't want to have sex with my sister. She's in Tennessee, but we aren't into that.
How old's your sister?
27. All right. 5. Whatever.
Don't offend our biggest sponsors from down there.
All right. So, ClassyVapeCo.com. That's ClassyVapeCo.com. They're our sponsors for this evening. Tailored for taste. And just like me and Big E tonight, we are dressed to the T's.
That's right.
I shaved.
To the teats.
To the teats. We have big teats that we cover up. So let's first go ahead, hashtag vape classy. So anytime during this, just say you're just, yeah, exactly. And you probably have to do it louder. Though.
Hashtag.
Vape classy.
Vape classy.
All right. Jason, you're the one that's good at the flavor profiles. Why don't you go ahead and read each one of them, then me and
we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
You probably should have talked about this before.
I'll take the card that has the words on it.
You do that.
And then I'll read it.
All right. Go for it.
Okay. It's presented as a menu, first of all, which, I mean, what's classier than a menu?
Nothing
right
off the top.
Okay. The first one's called Uptown. It's an orange creamsicle, or as I like to say, dreamsicle. Creamy orange citrus with a cool minty accent.
And this is what I am vaping on right now. I'm vaping on, what is it called? Uptown.
Uptown.
And I like, ooh, orange creamsicle. Like, those were the best. Like, you would run and, like, chase down the ice cream van, you know? And so, and this, oh, here, Heather is going to be nice enough to show it to us. Ta-da!
Classy. Vape classy.
Very classy, very simple logo. No use getting all fancy. No use, you know.
Nothing fancy.
It's classy.
Just classy.
You kind of look like you were going to kill somebody. So we'll put it back on me. I like this one. It's the one of their on their line that has the menthol-y taste to it. It's not. It doesn't get overpowered. It's just enough.
Just enough.
Just enough. Like, we've had some before that, like, it would, like, melt your face off, like that watermelon ice. It would melt your face off.
Yeah.
But this is very, very. It's very subtle. The one thing about all these is they're very subtle tastes. They're not. Nothing's gonna, you know, blow up in your face. So go ahead with the next one. I think.
Yeah. Well, let me ask. Out of all these, is this the fruitiest one? Because you do like the fruit flavored ones.
Which one?
No, they're all fruit.
Okay.
Fruit. Gosh darn it!
Darn it!
Fruit related.
Fruit related.
Fruit related.
Fruit related.
Oh, classy.
Fake classy.
Edit point. Vogue blueberry cotton candy.
I got that one.
A fruity sweet blend that will leave everyone inquiring about that wonderful smell. No one's ever asked me about a wonderful smell. Creamy, smooth, cotton candy on the inhale with a sweet blueberry flavor.
Yeah.
Is that exactly
I'll
right?
Agree. Yeah, I'll agree.
That description
me and Blake were trying to figure it out earlier, but now that you read the description, that's what I get.
So nothing to add there. It's just that.
No, it's good. No,
it is what it is.
It tastes like blueberry and tastes like cotton candy.
Yeah. Blueberry
cotton candy.
It's not a sugary cotton candy.
No.
It's just so.
I love the bow ties on these. They're so nice looking.
You know, they have T-shirts with the bow ties on them. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be so cool, vape and you
could,
classy.
Like, you could like cut it like girls cut, like take t-shirts and they just cut like everything off of it except the middle of it. Yeah. And then you can like do a photo shoot and be like,
classy.
Hashtag buy us t-shirts, vape classy.
we love our vape shirts, don't we?
We do. Yes,
we
do.
Love vape shirts. Mm-hmm.
The next one. What's the next one?
This one, I'm not a vapor, but this would probably be my favorite. And I know you hate bananas, but this one is called Dapper, and it's a Bananas Foster. Mm-hmm. You're not a banana guy.
No, I'm not a banana guy. I did not taste it.
I likes.
I smelled it.
I love Banana Foster. I just had ice cream yesterday.
We vaped it all Saturday night while we were out drinking.
Oh, yeah?
Me and the wife.
Did you have martinis?
No.
What did you drink?
PBR.
Very classy.
The classiest.
Very classy.
PBR, the classiest. The classiest of beers.
Classy.
Dapper is delicious
hashtag,
as soon.
Hashtag PBR.
That's right.
Dapper is delicious as soon as you take your first draw. We think of it as a classy custard with a hint of banana pancakes.
No pancakes, but banana definitely.
Banana pancakes.
I love Bananas Foster. This might actually get me to start vaping.
Why don't you marry it, Jason?
Smell it, dude. It smells really good.
He doesn't like to smell stuff.
Breather. I want you to blow it right up my nostrils.
I don't have any.
Put your mouth on my nostrils. I was joking, but it is happening.
Give me it.
I think we have been kind of spoiled though.
Just smell it. It's really smelly.
I'm over the glass bottles with I'm over them. They're too hard. They're too much of a pain in the butt. But I understand it's probably more sanitary than the plastic bottles, maybe. But I don't know. So
good stuff.
They use only the finest USP grade ingredients. What's USP? United States Postal.
Yeah,
United States Petroleum.
Something to do with the
petroleum.
United States pizza.
Something to do with shipping oil. I think
United States vagina.
What? Silent P. I get it. Silent P.
Yeah, it would not be classy to say pussy.
Pagina.
Pajamas. Pajina.
United States pajamas.
All right, what's the next? Flavor? Did you like that banana smell?
I did, and you're right, Blake. Anytime someone says, "Hey, this is my new cologne, smell it," I always go, "Okay," and then I'll act like I'm smelling it, but I never smell it.
Right.
I don't want to smell anything.
And like I said, I'm sure this flavor is good if Biggie says it's good, but I don't touch anything that has a banana. If a banana was sticking out of a girl's vagina,
Jesus,
and if she was a supermodel,
why the fuck would a banana be sticking out of a girl's vagina?
You've never been on the internet.
Never ever.
If she was a supermodel and I was at the Playboy Ranch,
they don't have.
She
a
said
ranch.
She.
This is a scenario that will never come to fruition.
It reminds me of that one time.
He'd eat that banana right after she shit.
If she had a banana in her vagina she was at the Playboy Ranch.
I would still have to say,
liar.
No, thank you.
Peeled or unpeeled?
Either way. I don't even
like real bananas?
No, the kids come and sit next to me and they're eating a banana and they're like, "Hey, Dad." And this is what happens.
You can't even, you're like, so, get listen, the fuck away from me, kid. You got a banana?
So they got, the other day, they got some tropical Skittles. Not the regular flavor ones. I didn't know. And here, Dad, you want a yellow Skittle? I'm like, sure, because I thought it was
Fit
into that. And they just, you would think that I just, they went through the tickle factor.
You just ate one of them. You just ate one of them booger fucking, booger,
right.
Booger.
You're like, I disown you.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're both grounded.
All right, what's next on here? They're probably
that was classy.
Already,
excuse me.
Already,
we have two flavors left.
Classing up a joint.
Classy. And our classy.
Can you do that the rest of the way?
Oh, yes.
Here, let her read the next
wish,
one.
Wish is everyone speaks in a British accent for the rest of this.
Let's read.
I can do that.
You can read that one.
So it's Lux.
Everybody's doing a British accent.
Yes, we are.
Lux,
jolly
which is
good.
Strawberry milk. A smooth strawberry flavor with a creamy sweetness.
I vaped on this one all day today. I totally dug it. It was good.
I love it.
And again,
with a
none
pink
of the
X.
Yeah. What is that for? What is that for, the pink X?
Oh, just to make it classier.
Yes.
Make even classier.
Hashtag
is it
classy?
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Subtle, not an overpowering strawberry,
not an overpowering milk. Not an
just
overpowering
a
smooth, milk at all, Governor.
A smooth, clean vape, and I liked it. And I liked strawberries.
That was Australian.
If there was a supermodel with a strawberry in a vagina, I would eat it.
Yeah, you would.
Vagina.
Even if she was in the alleyway,
right after she shit.
Maybe not. Maybe not that part.
Well, you're not going to eat it out of a shitter.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat it out of the shitter. All right, we got one.
What's
more.
The last one?
Last one is Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Vape classy. We're so sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jarvis, which is bubblegum hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
Jarvis is not too sweet, but has a hint of flavor that your palate will welcome. We like to think of it as a fruit stripe gum that doesn't lose its flavor.
Now, do you remember the fruit stripe gum?
Now I do. Now,
is those
I,
with the shitty zebras on the front?
Yes.
I hated those.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I cried when I had to eat them.
You hated stripe gum. You hated it for one reason and one reason only. You put it in your mouth, it tasted good for three seconds.
Yep.
Oh, it was disgusting from the beginning. It was bloody gross bloody the moment I stuck it in there.
Hey, Heather. This is our sponsors. We're talking about their flavor.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about their flavor. I'm talking about Stripe Gum. I have nothing to say with bad days.
It's fantastic.
Jarvis could be perfect.
No. Jarvis is good. I don't know what they came up with that name for. I've never met a Jarvis that tasted like a fruit.
Jeez.
No, but the gum was hideous, and you would put it in your mouth, you would chew it for 2 seconds, and then it would taste like wax after that.
Yeah.
The vape?
Nothing.
The vape is consistently fruit stripes. Yes. And I like it. And I would say it's very subtle because all of theirs are subtle. And you know why they're subtle? Because they're classy.
It's very subtle.
They don't want to get they hashtag vape classy. They don't want to
vape classy.
They don't want to get in your face with their flavors and overpower your tablet. Your tablet.
Your palate.
Now we're in Jersey. Huh?
Now we're in Jersey.
You don't want to
fuck
overpower.
Yeah, we're in Jersey.
Now we're in Jersey.
Everyone's ends up in Jersey.
And they also have a new line, a new flavor that's coming out in September. It's called Tiffany, a subtle cream, subtle cereal blend that will remind you of milk at the bottom of the bowl. And you know what? This is the name comes from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes.
Audrey Hepburn. If she had a banana in her vagina, I would eat her. She was
you
hot.
Would eat her?
I would eat her whole body.
He'd skip the banana and eat the body.
I'd take the banana and pull it out and throw it away and say, Audrey Hepburn, you're going to make my baby.
After I eat you.
After I eat you.
And then you take her womb in and you have the baby.
I put the womb in a
once again. Once again, weirdest Blake is talking about digging up dead ladies.
All right. And so, these fine, fine flavors from Classy Vape Company are available in 0, 3, 6, and 12 Nick levels. I'm using a 3. What are you doing?
0.
A 0 Nick level. You pussy.
Yeah,
anyway,
sorry.
They come in
saving his life.
15, 30, 60, and 120 ml bottles. It's ranging from $10 to $64. I'll tell you what. If you sent me 120 milliliters of the Uptown Orange Creamsicle, I would pay $64.
Yeah, sure.
Oi, mate. I have a friend who was actually
you're
asking
from
me.
From Australia now.
Yeah, we're switching all over the globe.
I have a friend who was asking
Konnichiwa.
Me about a good deal on vape thingies. Vape thingies, like, yes, this
vape
perhaps
thingies.
Thing.
All right, so Classy Vape Company, hopefully you won't sue us for talking about vaginas while we describe your elegance. You're tailored for taste, and we appreciate you sending it to us. We love it,
yes.
And we recommend that if you like Madonna, you like to look good, wear a tie. You have to wear a tie when you... Right? You have to wear a tie.
Yeah.
Every time.
Or at least
a
bow tie.
Yeah. Today I went to
like the front.
Today I went to work and they said, why are you wearing a tie? I said, because I'm vaping classy. Hashtag.
Now you sound like Robin Leach.
I'm horrible.
Now we are vaping classy.
Now we are vaping classy.
You sound like Russell Brand. Straight to
post.
That all probably sounds a lot alike. Now we are vaping classy. Wish over.
No,
good wish.
God.
That was a successful wish.
You blew it.
I tried. I noticed that Jason just was like, I'm out of
see,
this.
See, I should have taken, I should have taken advantage earlier, though.
I liked it. It was good.
It was good.
So, all right. So let's bring it down a notch a little bit. We're all excited. We're all overly vape.
We're all
now.
High.
Adam's looking at us like, this is,
what the,
I'll do anything.
Why did I agree to come
go
here?
Go to bed with this girl at the end of the night. Jeez, I got to put up with this. I guess I shouldn't have said that. That was probably wrong.
Well, we don't sleep. I don't know.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Why do you have a... What's that? Oh,
oh beer.
Beer
fest. Beer okay. Fest. We are pourers. Excellent pourers.
Okay, so the other day, I tell a personal story at the beginning of the show, but we had so much going on with your birthday.
Aww.
That I was like, I'll save my stuff for later on. We went to a a chain department store called Gorman's.
I've heard of it.
And we were looking around, and I have a pair of headphones that you're wearing right now. I purchased those for $11.99. Not too bad.
Nice.
How do they sound?
They sound like I can hear things in them loudly and
like
clearly.
Like cicada?
Oh, I can't hear a thing about a cicada. I don't even know what a cicada is when I'm wearing these. That's how focused I am on what's going on in these.
It's giving your brain cancer.
So we were looking around, and I don't know, this is like a discount store, I guess, maybe? Like overstock place?
Yeah, overstock stuff gets pulled on.
Right, so they had these Marvel comic boxes, like these nice cardboard boxes. And they had a medium-sized one, and it had Captain America on it, and it had a little latch on the front. You know, you unlatch it, and you open it up, like a chest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had one with Captain America, and then they had a smaller one that had Spider-Man. So I was like, all my vape juice will probably fit in this big one, you know?
But you're an adult.
Yeah, I'm an adult. That's neither here nor there. And so I flipped it over. I was like, $12.99. That's pretty good. I mean, it's a sturdy box, you know? It's you know... And Molly's like, well, why don't you get you that one? And, you know, you have to get Eli one because you can't come home with a superhero box and be like, kid, not for you. So I was like, okay, the smaller one, you know, and I'll turn it over. It was $10.99. All right, so it's like $2 less. It was a little bit smaller. And so we picked them up, and they have rope handles on each side of them.
Nice.
So we started to walk a little bit more, and then we looked down, and there was a really big, huge one that had all the characters on the front of it, and it was a lot bigger size.
Yeah.
And Molly went to pick it up to see how much it was. It was super heavy. And so she opened it up, and the next size down was in there. And so she opened that one up, and the next size down. And there was 5 total boxes.
Okay.
And so they were all already in this box. They were already in the box. I have to preface this, Adam.
Okay.
I'm saying they were all in the box already.
It's in the box.
Okay. And so, okay, so if the second tier one was like $12.99, okay. I was like, well, it doesn't have a price tag on it. So... I was like, I'm going to go take it to one of those price, Walmart has those things where you just scan it. Gorman's doesn't have those. You got to go stand in line.
No, not at all.
Bullshit.
So we had the two that we were going to get, and then I had this one, and I was like, and the handle was broken. The knot had come undone from the inside, but hey, whatever, you know? And so I was like, well, I'm going to go see how much this is. And Molly was like, okay. I was like, I said, I might just buy the whole set of them. I go up there, and I lift it up. To where the bottom is showing the cash register. I'm holding on to it. I set it on its side. And she does a little clicky thing. And she says, it's $14.99. I said, I'll take it. And she rings it up. And I pay $14. Molly has gone on the other side of the store. She doesn't want to be.
No part of this.
No part of this.
How does she know what you're up to?
Because she was the one that took them out of the box. I mean, she opened them and saw that they were all in there like that.
So, Blake, you had a plan when you came up there. You're like, I'm going to hold this when it comes up here.
I let go of it. I put it up on
the... I know, but what were you thinking, your little brain?
I was thinking that this stupid lady will probably swipe it. I'll get it for $14.99. I'll get the fuck out of that store.
No.
What?
No. This is no good.
Why is it no good?
Why did you do this?
You don't even know what happened.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I got 5 boxes for $14.99.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No. You know what? And here's my thing.
Bravo.
Thank you very much, Scott. No. I appreciate it.
Nope.
What?
Bravo.
This is no good. This is okay to you? You go home and sleep all right?
I slept like a baby.
Baby.
I got in the...
You probably slept in one of those boxes.
I got in the parking lot, and I called my mom. And I was like, Mom, I got the best deal just now.
No. Blake, I love you like a guy I used to work with and currently do a podcast with, but this is bullshit. And I would go as far as to say this is worthy of a rousing round of debate club.
You want to play debate club?
Sock it to me.
All right, mm-hmm. We're going to go there.
In a world of opinions, only one will reign supreme. The winner will be decided in... Debate Club.
I'll fight you right now.
I forgot.
You always
I'll
forget
fight you story. Right now.
It's been a while. All right,
is that
so
one of the bucks?
All right, so we're playing Debate Club, and this is where we take sides and we debate our side, and at the end, I decide who wins.
My side is that you stink.
Why? Do you think that was considered stealing?
It's absolutely stealing.
Why? You tell me why.
Because the... Gordman's already has bargain bin prices, and now you're taking them to the cleaners. You're taking them out to the woodshed.
it's not my responsibility. It's a cat. Like when you go to Walmart and you buy a pair of shoes, they open up the box and they check to make sure both the shoes are the same at Walmart. These people are making about
six. She wasn't doing her job.
I think what's beautiful is that people at Gordman's trust that their store constituents are looking at what they have and that they are realizing that these are the smallest prices they could have.
These,
and that
these
they are going, they're gonna put that out there, and they're gonna, you know, put out all the product that they have because they understand that as a store, they're really putting their neck out there to give you those kind of prices.
It's time to buckle down.
Go ahead and tighten your classy tie.
Bring it on, bro. With you, Jason. I am with you 100%.
I don't care about these bargain prices. I only make $10 an hour. If I can get one over on the man, I'm getting one over on the man.
Have you ever tried to get one over on the man before?
Oh.
Daily?
Daily. I try to get something for nothing.
That's but my, do you those deserve are my goals. Something for nothing?
Yeah.
That's the real question of debate team.
Here's the thing.
If I can outfox the fox.
What does a fox say?
I don't know.
Blake, no.
See, we answered it.
Blake, you mentioned shoes earlier. I'm glad you did. What if you were in their shoes? Huh? And you had a small business, and someone came. And
Gordman's
they...
is not a small business. They
what if you were John Gordman, and someone came in and stole all your Marvel boxes? Wouldn't that break your heart?
I would say, well, excuse me, cashier person. In training, you were told to look in any boxes.
Open the box.
To treat
open the
your...
box.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And since you did not do that, I know you have 5 kids at home. Which she was kind of girl. I had 5 kids at home. No. Okay. My wife doesn't think you have 5 kids at home as she walks into a live taping of the greatest show ever.
On Earth.
On Earth. And says, I don't need a microphone. I'll just go, and get out of here. That's what she does during sex. She just goes,
so you're making personal. Goes, so on top of stealing.
I didn't finish.
Okay.
Then he would say, you're fired. Because you didn't do it right.
You think that he, as a company, as a man who offers low prices to his local constituents, that he would then fire a woman who could or could not have 5 children at home for merely not even allowing, just being taken advantage of by a customer that came through her little aisle her minimum wage work.
Now, if it was like the Black Friday or something, and there was like a whole bunch of people there, and you're trying to frantically get people in and out, then I was pulling a fast one.
Or you
there
were
was
just...
somebody in line. She had plenty of time. It's not my problem that she didn't open it. If you go to any store, like let's say you go to Walmart and you buy a Rubbermaid, they're going to open the lid. If you put the lid on the Rubbermaid,
right.
They're going to open it.
There's
you literally,
no doubt.
By having separate boxes, you literally proved why she didn't do that.
Here's the question.
Because she sold them separately too.
But they were all already together. They
were
together.
Were they all individually priced? Together.
None of them had prices.
Well, there
on
you
them.
Go. It
hold
was
on,
a bundle
on.
Deal.
Well, hold on. Did they
Blake
not have,
got away with it because it was a bundle deal.
Did they not have prices, or did they not have barcodes?
They had barcodes. They did not have price.
Well, barcodes
tags.
Indicates that there was a price attached to it.
Boom.
I think.
They were all the same barcode. Blake pulled them out individually, and he looked at the barcode.
And
they were all the same barcode.
You scanned them. You scanned them yourself.
Oh yeah, you measured the width of each of those little bars.
No, they all got
out your microometer.
They all got the UPC above the barcode. And they all got this. They all had the same number on it. It was a package deal.
Did
he got them all for $15.
Did they all?
They did. I was there.
Blake, what if this poor cashier?
Fuck the cashier.
She may be.
I wouldn't have fucked her.
She's wrong. She was wrong, and she should have opened them up. Absolutely.
Thank you.
But what if this was the last straw for this cashier? What if she screwed up a couple times, and because you tried to pull one over on her, she gets fired. She goes home. She pulls out a couple of Desert Eagles, comes back, and lights up the joint. The greatest tragedy in Central Illinois history could be on
she
your.
She should have done her job.
Yep, she should have done her job. It's not on me. I did nothing wrong. All I know is that I got a really good deal.
That's right.
And not to tag Gordman's in this podcast.
What do you need all those boxes for?
The children have trinkets. I got the biggest one. I took the biggest one.
Trinkets.
I took the biggest.
Trinkets will be the death of America.
When I came over the other day, I was wondering where the hell that box came from. Now I know the story.
Yes,
trinkets are why the terrorists are right. Okay?
Huh?
Okay.
We just want pointless shit to have shit.
What?
I'm on board with terrorism because of trinkets.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get on this page?
Adam?
The terrorists can hide trinkets in those boxes.
Can you
yes.
move this microphone over? Adam, you're a you have no
you're a terrorist.
You have no stake in
you're a living
cleared by the beard.
You have a dog
terrorists.
In this hunt.
I am an unbiased third party to this debate.
And
I have to
don't
say
look at, don't look at Heather's eyes. Don't look at her. Don't look at
my
well,
eyes.
It wouldn't really matter. It really wouldn't matter. But Blake is hands down correct on this
one.
If Gordman's gave a shit about their boxes, they wouldn't have put them all in one big box with one price on
it. Very good.
But what about the trinkets?
You went to the terrorist thing, and that was just the end of it, man.
I blew it. I swayed it with me being on board with terrorism.
You jumped on board with terrorism, and, you know.
I'm not going to back down from that.
All right.
Don't negotiate with terrorists.
Adam with a Y has
negotiate
spoken.
With me.
Yes.
Reckon with me!
In your face, Molly. In your face.
Oh, man.
Face!
What a heated debate. Blake, I understand this is your show, but do you have to win all debate clubs?
Yes, I do.
All three we've done over the course of a year?
I don't win at home, so I have to win here.
I'll give that to you. You know who I yell at home?
Who?
Nobody. So I always win.
That cockroach that you found?
You know, oh.
You just yell at him like, where are you?
Jeez, talk about old callbacks. Yes. What was that? Chap Dead Ass? I found one. Mm-hmm. I was complaining about one cockroach I found. Yeah. That was it. I never saw another one.
That's so good.
I think
I'm
he was a lone roach who just cocked his way in, and I Febreze'd him right down the sink.
Nice.
You yell at the rotary guy, though, right?
What's that?
You yelled at the rotary
guy. No, I didn't yell at him. We just talked about how I wipe my ass.
My ass.
Did you didn't hear that one, did you?
No, she doesn't listen.
You got a lot
she
of.
Doesn't,
you got a lot to learn about my ass.
She's too busy writing stand up.
All right. Well, you know who else is a writer? William Shakespeare.
Oh, all right. I've heard that. I've heard
you
wrote
a
thing or two. Yeah.
I'm bringing this up because this is the first time I've heard this name. Oh. But apparently, he wrote many different plays, many of which were written in a fashion that wasn't even how people spoke at the time.
Right.
Wildly confusing.
And guys played the girl roles.
All roles were played by men, men or
culture,
women.
Yeah.
And, and supposedly they're saying now that maybe he did not write all of them.
I think they've been saying that for a long time.
And he smoked a shit ton of weed.
Did a lot of drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
As well he should.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as well he should. So says this bit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is time once again for a rousing round of Masterpiece Theater. The game in which our contestants will take turns deciphering some of literature's most divisive works. Enjoy.
All right, explain it to us, Jason.
All right, so like I was saying, Billy Shakes wrote all these different plays, and we've done a couple of them. This one is Julius Caesar.
Ooh! And Julius Caesar was stabbed, Ides of March, March 15th.
Et tu, Brute?
That was my birthday. That's why everybody stares me in the back.
Julius Caesar.
Yes, so
Romero.
Always. That's why I had this cow watching my back because I don't trust a damn person.
Nothing like a
that's
cow.
Nice
to
call me a cow, boy.
Thank you for that.
Okay,
that's why Thelma's there. Jesus. That's why Thelma is there. Thelma the cow.
Is that her name, Thelma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since right now.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
She's
okay.
Always eating his head.
Okay, so I've got some different quotes
right.
Here.
What's the premise of this?
Well, okay, so I read these quotes, and again, that's the. Billy Shakes wrote these in a fashion that it doesn't really make sense, you know. Like you have to really think about what he's saying because that's not how they even talked back then. They didn't speak that way. So we got some quotes, some more of the famous quotes from Julius Caesar, the play, and we're gonna take turns trying to decipher what exactly these quotes mean.
All right, let's hit it.
So you want me to read them or do you want to read them?
No, I don't. I know better.
That was a joke. I'm just kidding. I was fully ready for you.
I do better at cold reads, not.
Just not reading? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, not reading. I got held back in first grade because I didn't like to read out loud.
I do better closing my eyes.
Oh, right. My hold back, brother.
That sounds gay. That's my hold back, brother.
Oh, baby. We both got held back in the first grade.
Look, Big E.
And look at us now.
Yeah.
If you want to get married, Big E, to another man, that's your business. But don't hold back, brother, in here. Okay, Blake, do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the first quote from Julius Caesar. You blocks, you stones, you worse than senseless things. Oh, you hard hearts, you cruel men of Rome, knew you not Pompeii? What does that mean? I don't know. I'm a stupid man.
Well, I
don't know the answers.
I went to first grade twice, so I know the answer to this. Because we did a lot of William Shakespeare.
In first grade?
In first grade. And
advanced.
Basically, do you remember the band NWA?
Of course.
Yeah. Black People with Attitudes is what they're called. Well, this
PWA,
yeah, this Shakespearean thing from Little Caesar
was
talking about
yeah.
their companionship and how they were trying to stick it to the man,
yeah.
and they were going to sing the songs they want to sing.
That's right.
And if you want to sing and you want to say "fuck the police," you do it. If you get a rock thrown at you, you get a rock thrown at your back.
Yeah.
Guess what? You got to keep going because your kids, as kids, as kids, as kids, will. What the fuck are you doing?
She's put her hands in the air.
Yes,
like she,
queen. I'm agreeing with you. Just
yes.
an excited
so,
yes.
Basically, it's that bit is from hey, NWA Straight Outta Compton.
Right.
We're gonna say the things that you guys can't say, and we're gonna take the brunt of it for our generations to come.
They were going to consider naming that movie Julius Caesar.
Yeah, yeah. They thought about it. And then Dr. Ray's like, I want to call it Beats.
I heard it's a scene-by-scene remake of Julius Caesar, the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Yes. All right, Heather, you want to go? You want to try this?
I want to do it.
No, we're
going to
skip
like
you.
Fun.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking, of course. I am not gamesome. I do lack some part of that quick spirit that is in Antony. Heather, what does that mean? I don't know.
That means, you know, he's not a quick thinker. He can't really, he's just not a thinker. He's more of a Blake type where he's held back in first grade.
Jesus. Wow. You're gone a month and you think you come
he's
back here on your birthday.
He's not a thinker.
Yeah, he's just not quick like Antony. He's
okay.
just not quick like.
Who would he be quick like, you think?
Hi.
You want to be like Mike?
Are you Usain Bolt?
Oh, no, he's not quick like him either. He's quick like...
Oh, this is what we should have done. This is a lot more classic.
Who else is in that? I don't know anyone else in Julius Caesar aside from Mark Antony, so that's it.
Edward.
Oh, Brute.
Mark
there we go.
Antony?
That's it.
So is he married to Jennifer
like
Lopez?
Brutus. Him and Brutus are pretty similar, aside from...
Wow. Edward the Vampire was in that, too.
Was he?
He's fast.
He is super fast.
You know what? I don't know what that
you
means.
You ever seen him climb a pine tree in fucking Oregon?
I have.
Oh, jeez.
With a person on his back.
We're
like,
talking
Boo!
About sparkly vampires.
All the way up.
Oh, sorry.
Biggie.
Sparkles.
That's exactly
yes.
what Julius Caesar is all about.
Poor Brutus, with himself at war, forgets the shows of love to other men.
Brutus is Popeye's enemy, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so they're fighting over Olive.
Oh, I thought it was. May I interject?
Absolutely. I wish you would.
I thought it was the original intro to Brutus the Barber Beefcake,
oh.
the wrestler.
He came out with the big scissors and a theme song with the lyrics of Willie Shakespeare.
Yep.
Yes.
What was the tag team What was the tag team that he was in?
Was it with IRS?
Was it IRS?
The taxes?
I don't know.
He had a problem with his taxes?
That was an 80s wrestler.
Can somebody
IRS.
Google that? Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Adam's
Aaron's
on it.
Gonna,
look at that massive.
What did I call you Aaron for? I'm sorry.
Brutus
Adam.
The Barber Beefcake tag team.
Yeah,
what tag team is
what kind of phone is that? Is that a tablet phone? That's
it's
massive.
Tablet.
Is it a Samsung Galaxy
a Note
4?
No. It's
Note X.
What is
it? You
know what it is. HTC One Max.
That's massive.
Man,
good God.
Watching porn on that has got to be awesome.
Oh, it's pretty great.
Sweet.
HD.
All right, you got
you can watch porn on your phone.
You got one more round?
I've got 30 more rounds.
All right, we'll do one more round because we're running out of time. We're running out of time. Like,
what are we at?
Like,
we're
100
miles. Are we 100 miles of running?
8 miles of running. Got the 7th album jumping. Okay.
Set honor in one eye and death eye the other, and I will look on both indifferently. Blake, what does that mean?
That's the prostitutes at the time. Would say that to each one of their customers. And what that means was, don't shoot it in my eye, don't shoot it in my mouth, just shoot it on my neck. And that's what that was about.
Yep.
It was the prostitute.
She wore a pearl necklace.
Yeah, that's where that came from. It was the prostitute proclamation is what they called it.
Because semen looks like pearls.
Exactly. ZZ Top had
Why not?
You guys are saying all these answers so confidently that I have no choice but to believe that what you're saying is true.
It's a complicated
if
play.
If we speak it,
it's
true.
Complicated.
Yeah, I mean,
indeed.
Trademark.
It is ouch.
Callback.
Stealing somebody else's line.
Heather is out of the loop.
Call. Thanks, Dustin.
You have to listen to the shows you're not on to appreciate
I know,
the times
I got
that you
to.
Are on.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay. I know you will never do it. And you know what? I don't even want you to do it.
You should listen to the next episode.
Oh,
you should listen to Nani Mama while you're having sex. if for some strange reason you ever had sex,
it just happens. I've never had,
especially
sex,
end of Nani
if
Mama.
I do end up getting there,
it's, you're gonna go to a freaking the Sahara downtown if that's what you listen to.
I have no idea on the tag team, but Brutus the Barber Beefcake's name was apparently Edward Harrison Leslie, so we have three first names.
Huh.
Edward Harrison Leslie.
I thought
is
for
the
sure
team
he
tag.
Was in
tag team.
He was in some kind of tag team. He was in some kind of
was he in there with
some
Ted
kind of gay team. Why else would you be Brutus the Barber Beefcake? That's the gayest wrestling name ever.
I'd love to see.
Maybe he had a barbershop beforehand, and he was big on having cakes of beef.
That was Ice Cube.
Did he really?
He had a movie called Barbershop.
Okay.
Was he a wrestler afterward?
What would Ice Cube's finishing move be?
What would his finishing movie be?
The lip
Melted.
Lock.
What did you say?
The lip lock?
The block?
The lip lock.
Oh, the lip lock?
He would just take their whole head in his mouth and just... Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Heather's... Here, yeah.
I thought it was funny, but it turned out to be racist.
No, it wasn't racist. All
right.
That's a character feature of him. He had, you guys are horrible.
It's my turn.
I'm horrible.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday, and I'll say
it's my birthday, it is.
I'm doing this British accent, so I have to put on the sweater. Because this is a wee bit nipply
it's
in here.
It's cold in here.
I'm freezing in here.
You were annoyed by the sound of the cicadas, but I was annoyed by the...
I'm annoyed by the sounds of the cicadas.
I was born free
That's
as Caesar.
Spot on.
So were you. We both have fed as well, and we can both endure the winter's cold as well as he. Heather,
this is one of those. This is one of those parent trap things where they just found their secret twin and they're about to switch parents, so that way they can come together and have a big happy family again.
Nice.
That's exactly.
Is this
what
an impromptu version of Social Disorder?
I don't have that. I don't have it.
Oh, good.
Ringed up.
That's good. Thank you very much.
I like it.
Thank you
now,
for giving
now,
me that.
That does come up on from so time to time because of that. Social Disorder and the theme song, which is from The Parent Trap. Now, are you referencing the Haley Mills Parent Trap from the 60s?
Of course.
Fair enough.
They're about to play a bunch of fun hijinks on each other, which may or may not include Caesar getting killed.
The only reason I go to the movie is for hijinks.
Of course.
The end. Biggie.
Yeah, please.
Ye gods, it doth amaze me. It doth amaze me. Whoops. A man of such feeble temper should so get the start of a majestic world and bear the palm alone.
Clearly, William Shakespeare knew about Minecraft before Minecraft even existed.
He knew about Minecraft before Minecraft knew about its own self.
Exactly.
How do you know these? What are you doing?
Heather, I thought it was about masturbation, too.
Yeah, it was a masturbation must.
Well,
I borrowed from Adam over here.
Well, Biggie's not done. Is there masturbation in Minecraft?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've never played Minecraft. Is that the whole basis of Minecraft is just beaten off?
Yeah, a bunch of seven-year-olds. No, I'm
use
not going
your mind
there. I'm not going
and
there.
Grab something cool.
That's right.
Like your penis.
Stop, Jack. Stop miming a beat off sesh.
What's the ending? What's this part at the end?
It's where you throw it in the face.
That's right.
This is like this is like Silence of the Lambs. This is how everybody does it, right?
And it's,
oh my god, I can't touch it anymore because it's too sensitive.
It's called a catch and release. Okay,
catch and release. All right.
Somebody's got to catch it.
Well, I have 29 more rounds, but
okay.
I think
okay.
That'll do for today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, William Shakespeare.
Thank you, guys. I learned a lot.
Hey, we're here to help our listeners, and we're here to help each other because we are friends.
We hope you've enjoyed this round of Master Piss Theater. Good night.
That's pretty funny.
You guys want to hear what's coming up on this here program?
Yeah.
I do.
Anybody?
Yeah.
All right.
No! Oh, wait. My mom just sent me a text message. I got to read this.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
Tell her I said what's up.
Tell her I said what's up.
Shit.
Cleaning out purse. Do underwear fit okay?
Huh?
What?
Question mark. Peacocks rock! Exclamation point. For some reason, she figured out how to like add a tag to her text messages, and so they all say peacocks rock. So when
that's
I go,
her signature
right.
on her messages.
So when I next time I go to her house, I'm gonna get her phone and I'm just gonna erase the P part of it. So when she sends text messages, she'll say
cocks rock.
She bought me 36 pairs of underwear.
She
36 pairs.
Is that what she was texting you about?
How fast are you going through
underwear?
That I've
had
you
ever.
Eating your ass, eating a hole right through them once a week?
No, I guess she got. They were like buy one get one half off. And did you know the underwear like. Six pairs of underwear is like $37.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're ridiculous.
Welcome to Victoria's Secret.
Well, they're not even lacy. But I've had like the same box. I've had a lot of the underwear I had when I was in high school.
What?
Yeah.
I seriously have underwear that's probably 5 years old, and it's still totally good.
Yeah. They,
what?
But there's no holes in it. It's still totally good.
I was in high school, but that was only like 4 years.
What's up? Mine are all.
I wear my
boxer
briefs, and they are toast. I get them at Christmas. They are toast by right now.
What is wrong with them?
What the fuck?
Now they're gone like what? That. The fucking
you too, Adam.
The crotch is annihilated.
What? Okay, it's the crotch.
Yeah, like what? Below, like not where you're like right in the taint area,
like a few inch, like an inch or like two in below,
the
taint.
Like right where the balls
so
hang.
Your
right,
thighs
there.
Are really just
yeah,
beating
just
a hole
beating
for them.
The shit out of them.
Jesus,
I don't have a gap. No gap.
No thigh gap.
That gap.
You're though. No Ariana Grande.
No gap dough.
Okay, so anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Schedule, sorry. My
episode bad. 211, Cub of the Year is now available. Episode 212, Trademark is now available. Episode 214, our next episode, inevitably titled I'm Smelling You for the Last Time, will be available on Friday, September 4th.
So just smell like bananas.
That's funny.
Smell like bananas, Foster.
And now I read jokes.
You read them. You wrote them. You read them.
I did write them, but it doesn't mean I'm proud of them. All right, don't forget August is National Golf Month. Playing and watching
four.
Golf. Well, yeah, four indeed. Shouldn't it be on the fourth? Why would it be on? Why would it be the whole month? Shouldn't it at least be the fourth
should
month
just
of the
be
year?
One day.
The fourth of every month.
The fourth
should be
of every,
National Fourth Month.
And there's 30
golf.
Months in a year, so all those days would make a whole
practically,
month.
Practically,
there's only 18 holes.
Mm-hmm. There's some good math in there somewhere.
You only need one.
Playing and watching golf sucks, but you know what I can get behind? Finely manicured courses. There aren't many things I value over a well-manicured landscape. Gives me a two wood, if you know what I mean. Wink. I knew someone would laugh at that. I'm not proud of it, but I knew someone would laugh at it.
You always got me. I'm always
also,
laughing.
Sunday, August 30th is Frankenstein Day. Dr. Frankenstein was so concerned if he could create a hodgepodge living dead monster man, he never stopped to think if he should create a hodgepodge living dead monster man. And I knew no one would laugh at that one. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or maybe forever hold your peace. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, well, my mom said you're not a real friend anyway.
Yeah, and these are my real friends. These are my only friends I have in the whole world.
Yeah. That's not sad. That's good.
There's nothing sad in my life.
That's beautiful.
We have so many acquaintances, so many people we just kind of loosely know.
Right.
But who really call your friends?
Right, exactly. Like
friends. How many of us have them?
Let's be friends. The ones you can depend on. Let's be friends.
Friends.
Hey, Grandma.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, folks. Let's not... You know, guys, we have a lot of bits that we do a lot here.
So
but
many.
Let's
bits.
Just get over this grandma bit, yeah. Okay? It went too far.
We had a barrier.
You lost a friend in Dustin. Now he's been downgraded to an acquaintance.
Got another song about it. Well, here it goes.
Acquaintances.
No.
Dun, 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 dun. How many of us thought we had them?
Many people know that they have them.
Oh, all right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Yes, we definitely want to hear from you. If you like the show, if you were offended by the show, if you want some of this cake, email us at blake@ibwip.com. It's very, very important.
We'll stick it in the freezer.
It's very important to
left.
Go to our YouTube page, PiaVision, and subscribe. I went on my little app that shows me about, you know, I can, it's the YouTube channel analyzer. Like, if you have a channel.
With this one.
How was it analyzed? How did it?
It analyzes everything about the videos that we have, how many people watched it, how many people liked it, how many comments, blah, blah, blah. And it shows you the analytics over a long period of time. I opened it up the other day, and it says I have negative 109 subscribers.
Yeah, negative subscribers. How does that happen?
That sounds right.
Negative 109 subscribers in the last 28 days.
Does it go with the people that watch
straight
the videos and all those people are considered potential
no,
subscribers?
You have to subscribe, push the subscribe button to be considered a subscriber. And so it's supposedly 109 people unsubscribed all in one day. I think YouTube is broken.
Yeah.
I think so too.
You know, and in the last 28 days, I've watched 1.1K people have minutes watched.
Hell yeah.
So
that's a lot of
people,
you know, minutes watched.
Right,
they watched 1 minute? Is that what I
no,
should
no, no.
presume?
It's 1.1. When you have so many people, they don't want to write 1000.
Of course, of course.
They just want 1.1. You know, it's like when you make millions, like $1.1 million.
So they at least watched or, a minute. Like, they, well, those like people trillions, at least watched 1 minute.
Trillion. Oh, more than a minute. That's just how many minutes were watched.
You know, my grandma really enjoyed one of them. She said I should have given you guys different, or she said I should have asked for different options in the Would You Rather, which is against the whole game.
Who listened
and that's
to
what
it?
I told her. I was like, Grandma, what are you doing?
Your grandma listened to this?
We listened to it together when we were in North Carolina.
The episode or
the promo video of us doing Would You Rather.
That's what's really cool is the promo video. We either put out, if we do a vape review, we put that out. But if we do don't do a vape review, we put out a promo. We do a little segment from the show.
Yeah.
You just want to watch five minutes just to say, hey, will I like this? Will this titillate me? I don't know. Will I laugh? I don't know. But it's only the best in 5 minutes. Then you like it, and you're like, oh, my God, straight over to IBWIP.com.
Boom.
iTunes, Stitcher, all in place.
Which Would You Rather was this, Heather, if I can ask?
Would You Rather...
you know what it was.
Yeah, it was the have sex with children, listening to Michael Jackson read
read
his memoirs.
I wasn't here for that. That was a Dustin.
No, that was what it was. It was read his account of having sex with a child or lying
while
to the opposite sex.
You said
yeah,
sex
while
with
you're
kids.
Having sex. No, I apologize. My grandma was not under that pretense.
I'm not. Going.
I know you don't
this
condone
is,
that.
This
particular.
Is incentive to watch that video because you can physically see Heather's mood just deteriorate during the course of that Would You Rather. She's so off-put by her options
there was
that her face, she's not hiding it behind a bushel, I'll tell you that much.
It was a little, like the segment was a little long, so it ended up being like 11 minutes. And I was like,
it's a good one, though.
But when you see her face, when I read it, I have a camera on her, and she just goes, and then she starts scribbling super hard on a piece of paper, and then she's like, and she like it's like her brain remembers she was on video, so that she takes her hair to make a mustache to go into sky. She's like, this is gonna get me in so much. I'm never gonna be.
I
able
would
to
love
run
to
for
see your journal. I bet it's comedy. All just hateful scribbles. The whole book is just hateful.
I have
scribbles
a lot of weird. Well, this is my planner technically, so it's just got calendar stuff
and stickers. Okay,
stickers. Right. But all of my journals are just hateful scribbles of like all the things that people wrong me with.
Watch that YouTube clip of the show.
It's a good one. It really is.
Heather, happy 20. Birthday.
Happy 23rd birthday.
Thank you. Let's have a shout out for Eli right now.
Yeah.
He picked out the wand that I was given and is
and your
jingling
cup.
Right now. And my cup, which has a lovely
your
frozen
cup.
You still up, Eli? Come take a bow.
And you know what? Your cup cannot runneth over because it's spill-proof.
Boom. Got a spill-proof wine cup.
All right. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. Thank you. Welcome back. That's more importantly.
Thank you. I hope you guys didn't think I was never going to come back.
I was worried. I was worried you were never going to come back, and I
he
thought
was in tears.
And you, when you're not here,
tear be no more.
When you're not here, when we get to the edge, you know that line that we're not supposed to cross. We get to the edge and we see you're not here.
Mustache line.
Yeah,
we go.
We just fucking jump over it.
It's blown.
I'm fucking people's grandmas and all kinds of shit. So welcome back. Well, we're get back to normal now.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Normal time.
Biggie, the droves of people that were standing out front, you were pushing your way through them. You were like, fuck you guys. We got a show to do.
That's right.
There's people coming through. Yep. And you just barreled through them. Yep. And then you came in here and I said, can you open up that thermos? And you didn't. I don't understand it.
Don't know how it happened.
All right. Thank you very much, buddy. Thanks for vaping with me,
as
always. Jason?
Yeah.
Let's get heart to heart here.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you
too.
I love you too.
I respect you. I respect you more as a man now because your hair's cut.
I respect you.
I respect you. So wholeheartedly.
I love you.
I love you too. I love my wife.
Mm-hmm. My wife.
And Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to kiss you.
What's that?
I said, thanks for being on the show, buddy. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for writing all this stuff. We were behind the eight ball on this. We don't have any time to write anymore, so we were behind the eight ball, but everybody did great. And
we pulled it out.
We pulled it out just in time.
Great.
So
just in time for
listeners,
the explosion.
Listeners,
just in time or
just before baby time?
Listeners, hang on, man. It's good talking to all of you. Take care. Thanks a lot for showing up.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget to check out tonight's sponsor, Frozen Meat Cubes. Want to keep your drinks cold and infuse them with the savory flavor of your favorite living protein? Frozen Meat Cubes.
I love frozen meat cubes. I don't know. I'm glad they're our sponsor.
Check out their website.
They're awesome.
Like them on Facebook.
What's the website?
Don't forget to check out tonight's sponsor, Frozen Meat Cubes.
Classy. Yeah.
Fuck classy. You. This is not as easy as it looked, you motherfucker. There it is.
How long was this?
That's it. We did the
About
show.
7 hours.
It felt like is 7 hours.
Huh?
Is like it over yet?
I think Adam has entered REM sleep.
Yes. Adam's like...
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.